On June 14, 2012, Lorenzo Johnson, whose wrongful conviction was finally overturned by a federal court, turned himself in to go back to prison to begin serving again a sentence of life without parole for a murder in 1995 that he insists he did not commit. In this fifth installment of the investigation into his case, we discuss the fact that, despite numerous pleadings supported by massive amounts of evidence of his actual innocence of the charges for which he's been imprisoned for most of the last past 20 years, Lorenzo has to appear in court this coming Friday, not to argue for his freedom, but to testify in a hearing where the state is seeking to disqualify his co-defendant's lawyer on technical grounds. We spoke about that and about some of the difficulties he faces in his everyday life as one of the more than 2 million residents of America's prison industrial system. He spoke with us by telephone from the Mahanoy, PA State Correctional Facility in which he is imprisoned Sunday.
Friday, we have a hearing in front of my trial judge, Todd Hoover, in the Dauphin County Courthouse in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, at 10 o'clock. And this hearing is not, you know, for my innocence or any of my claims. This hearing is for the prosecution is trying to disqualify my co-defendant, Corey Walker's attorney, Rachel Wolkenstein. I'm being called down to testify, I guess, to my communication with Ms. Wolkenstein concerning, you know, now I don't know everything that's going to come out, but I know one thing that's not going to be talked about is my innocence and Corey's innocence. So, you know, it's you know, a delay tactic as usual. You know, right now we have an actual innocence appeal that I've been sitting in front of my trial judge going on 3 years now, and it has been amended 3 times with newly discovered evidence that we never had for 19 years that were taken by the prosecution. Right after the hearing this week, we should be getting ready to get court dates for, you know, following hearings concerning these issues.
That's good. Meanwhile, you know, you had company today. What's it like in your average day? I mean, today you had company. Most days you don't. What's that like? What does it mean when somebody comes to visit you? And, you know, where the hell are you exactly and all of that?
It's a huge source of energy, number one. You know, number two, my day consists of, you know, waking up, going to law library or to the yard. You know, I go work out in the gym, you know, 5-6 days a week. And I do a lot of writing. Like, you know, I got a lot of people that write me, and I try to stay in touch with everybody, and I write articles at least twice a week on wrongful convictions. And it's crazy because, you know, it's all type of stuff going on behind these walls. You know, it's like the streets but with bars. Everything that's going on out there is going on in a different form here.
Hmm.
So, you know, not only I have to maintain my safety, you know, physically and mentally, is that, you know, I got to stay focused on, you know, getting back to my family because I don't supposed to be here.
Yeah, right.
So it's like, I'm like, and then being in Pennsylvania with no family, all my family's in New York, it's like I'm on another planet out here in Pennsylvania, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like a whole bunch of unfamiliar faces that, you know, you get to know over the weeks, months, years.
This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
And, you know, a visit, you know, it brings energy like no other. Like, you know, you see your family and friends such as, you know, my brother Tyrone, my wife Taza, you know, Jeffrey Jesovich, who's like, you know, one of my best friends and one of my biggest advocates because, you know, the Jeffrey Jesovich Foundation also, you know, is a part of my legal team, you know?
Right.
So it's like, you know, speaking to them today, you know, I haven't seen Jeffrey in a couple months, but, you know, we talk all week, you know? And so, you know, it's like keeping me in a loop. And like before I came home before from the first 16 and a half, it's like my body's just here. You know, my mind, everything that's going on is on the street. Like, you know, my body's just here. So I never look through my eyes as a lifer because I know I'll be getting out of here. It's just that I don't know exactly when.
Right. Let me ask also about that. This is a Pennsylvania prison. Are most of the folks from that are in there from like Philly and Pittsburgh, I guess?
Yeah.
So and how
majority
close?
Majority of people from Philadelphia, then second is Pittsburgh.
And how close is it to Philadelphia or Pittsburgh physically? How close is it?
How close this prison is?
Yeah.
This prison is probably an hour and a half from Philadelphia, and probably 4 to 5 hours away from Pittsburgh.
So, and what's the transportation like? Is it difficult for families to come visit?
Oh, yeah, it's 2 hours and 20 minutes away from New York. And this is the first time I've been this close to New York in a prison. Like, you know, this is my 7th prison, and the majority of the prisons I was at was six and a half to 8 hours away from New York, so it was extremely difficult to maintain the family ties as far as visits and stuff like that.
And I guess that's a situation for most of the folks in there if they're that far away from Philly and Pittsburgh.
Exactly. You know, they got, like, today it was a bus that was on a visit that came from Pittsburgh. Like, once a month, a charter bus will come from Pittsburgh with families to come down here to see, you know, their friends, family members, or whoever that's here. And, you know, that'll pack the visits. So, you know, other people, visits will be terminated because they give courtesy of the people that's coming from the other side of the state, you know?
Mm. So they ration visits, basically.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. And, what's some of the other things that you have to look at, you know, that you have to endure outside of, you know, people know what they see in movies about what it's like to be in prison, but what are some of the, you know, the daily, I don't know, annoyances that you have to put up with?
It's like, it's really, you know, you see, like, me, I'm over the 19-year mark, and I see guys go home, come back, you know, not only on violations, but I see guys that come back to prison with new charges and stuff like that. And, you know, us innocent prisoners, we fighting so hard to be vindicated because we don't supposed to be here. And we constantly see guys come back, you know, constantly, rotation, come back. And then you get to see a lot of different aspects from it. You see guys that is here that got all their programs completed and the parole won't let them go. You know, then you got guys that come back to prison with violations and been sitting for simple violations with no new charges for 3 and 4 years. It's like unheard of out here with that. And then, you know, you look at the mass incarceration, like that's a part of it. Like, you know, if a man got his programs in and got the recommendation from the jail, you should be able to, you know, go home to your family. Your sentence is complete. It's not necessarily like that here, you know. And the more and more now you see life sentences is like, you know, remember the war on drugs? Now it's like everybody's like life sentences is common. And, you know, in Pennsylvania, life is naturally life. It's not like New York where 15, 20 years you see the board. That's not the case out here.
Life means they take you out in a box.
Exactly.
So, I guess, by the time we speak next week, you'll have done this court date and have tried to get some kind of an idea of what angle they're trying to play in your co-defendant's case. And
exactly.
And then hopefully that means that they'll start tracking your case at this point.
Yeah, I mean, right after this, everything should start kicking in. But I, you know, if anybody that's in the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania area and can make it to this hearing to see actually what's going on, you know, I would like for them to come and see what's going on for themselves, you know?
What when and where is this? What time and where?
I mean, it's on Friday, the 27th of this month at 10 a.m. in front of Judge Todd E. Hoover in the Dauphin County Courthouse in Harrisburg. Go to the website for updates, you know, at freelorenzojohnson.org.
We'll have an update on Lorenzo's case for you next week.